couldn't afford a babysitter. I was the kid sitting over in the corner with a book. What effect did it have? I knew that being alcoholic meant you couldn't drink anymore, and that you had to go to AA. As my drinking career began, I was always careful not to utter the A word in connection with my name. At my house, I would have been handed a meeting schedule. Besides, I knew that AA was all old guys that drank coffee, smoked, and ate donuts. I had been there. Looking back, I'm sure most of those old guys were barely 30. So no AA for me. That would mean not drinking. And when I drank, life changed. I was 15 the first time I got drunk. I can tell you where I was, who I was with, what I was wearing. It was an important day for me. Within a year, I was a poster child for adolescent treatment of alcoholism. My grades plunged, my friends changed. I wrecked a car, my appearance went downhill. I was suspended from school. When I first got sober, I wondered why my parents never checked me into treatment. Then I remembered they didn't have adolescent treatment centers when I was a teen. As a matter of fact, I still have ceramics. Dad made me in the psychiatric ward because when he was drinking, they didn't have treatment centers. I was always ready with a promise to do better, to try harder, to apply myself, to live up to my potential. Potential. Now there is the curse of every budding alcoholic. I managed to graduate somehow and went on to college, where I promptly flunked out. I couldn't make it to class. Hindsight has shown me two reasons for this. First, if someone else had a free period, I tagged along with them. I thought that I had to be